This morning, Lizzie Jelz for Sky Racing was out at Randwick and caught up with David Hayes to learn more about their slipper runners.
Now to the start of your Golden Slipper runners, Catchy won the Blue Diamond last start. Looks a super impressive type. She worked here this morning. How is she?
Yeah, she was very comfortable on the Sydney leg. Once again, she's been practicing now for probably 5 weeks for this at home. So I've got no fears of the Sydney leg. Just being a Melbourne two-year-old, bit of the case for all of them. We just haven't had much rain since December. So while these horses have been working all their pre-gallops to the Blue Diamond in Melbourne, they haven't seen a wet track. So they were able to work this morning on the course proper, which was fantastic. And they seem comfortable, but working's one thing, racing's another. But she's powerful, strong, and if it's a slog fest and she handles it, she'll be hard to beat.
You also have Tulip, who we've seen here before. She's backing up from the Sweet Embrace. She was excellent last start. How's she come through the run?
Yeah, thrived. Really good. And I'm confident she'll handle it because it was nearly wet last week. And the best part of her race was late. So she's a high quality filly. Had the benefit of a run at Rose Hill and gave me a bit of confidence through the Blue Diamond form.
Formality as well. She also came here at the start of this week. She did a little bit of work this morning. Are you happy with her as well?
Yeah, she settled in, eating feed extra, which is a great sign. She just peaked on a fitness in the Blue Diamond because she was only, you know, a third run with 3 weeks between. And her work at Lindsay Park before she came here was outstanding. So from a good gate, if the inside's the place to be, she's going to run well.
And the wet track?
I don't know. Like Catchy, they haven't seen it. It was the wettest I've ever seen was this morning.
You also have Medina T, who was just slightly disappointing last night, a short price favourite, but she did get very warm in the yard.
Yeah, she did. I blame myself for that. A little bit overconfident that she would just win. So I put her in the race very, very fresh, and it backfired. She melted before the race. She's had the work increase going into this. She's never been out of her place. She was $1.20 when she got beat, and she might be 100-1 when she wins. So we might have to put it. I'm glad it'll be here. The Melbourne people might boo a bit. I do think she'll run very well. I'd say she's a 20-1 shot, not a 100-1 shot.
I know this is a tough question, but out of your four slipper runners, who are you leaning towards?
I just don't know, actually, because of the ground, but Catchy's undefeated, and she's a bit of a star, I think.
Righto, David Hayes there, really good information, particularly off gallops this morning on the course proper there. No rain in Melbourne or where they've been at Euroa since December, and this is going to be the first time, apart from Tulip, that any of them will be on rain-affected tracks.